And let's turn to another baseball city now, Philadelphia. Philadelphia is known as the city of firsts, claiming bragging rights to America's first hospital, first zoo, first stock exchange, first daily newspaper. This weekend, April 1st to be exact, the city embraced the title once again with the world's first designated lane for distracted pedestrians. Reporter Emma Jacobs of member station WHYY explains.
Carmela Navarro is waiting beside a pair of bus shelters on the corner. While she waits, she does what she always seems to be doing, typing away on her phone.
And you're texting right now?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
Texting. Friends, boyfriends, girlfriends, everybody.
Then her phone rings, and she answers it.
No, tell her. I knew she was home. I just got on Facebook, and I told Muff that she was home. Muff
Navarro happens to be standing right outside the newly painted white lines running down the middle of this downtown block. The lines mark a space specifically for people texting while walking, otherwise known as distracted walkers. Navarro says she likes the idea of a lane just for texting.
I would definitely use that. I would definitely would, because it's better, so I would have protection instead of be texting and get, you know what I mean?
Navarro is practically the inspiration for the new lane. The official launch of the so-called E-Lane took place under a yellow sign with a texting pedestrian icon.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter was there to initiate the pilot project with a press conference.
So this effort, the E-Lane, a first in any major city in the country, once again reestablishing Philadelphia as a leader in the vanguard of public safety.
This lane, which, by the way, was kind of an April Fool's joke, was the brainchild of Rhina Cutler, deputy mayor for transportation and utilities. She said she was tired of seeing people texting and driving, texting and biking, and especially people texting and walking.
With their heads down, busy email texting and paying absolutely no attention when they cross the street. And I mean, they don't even lift up their heads to cross the street.
Cutler gives the lane an inaugural run using her BlackBerry, followed by Mayor Nutter, who then directs the first phone-wielding citizen to use the lane. She's a confused-looking woman with a cell phone and a stroller. Soon enough, another texting pedestrian comes along, unintentionally putting the lane to use.
Texting on my phone, completely oblivious to, you know, these markers that's down here now. And until it was explained to me, I had no idea that this was a texting lane. That's so funny.
Matt Reloaded says he likes the pilot lane a lot and wonders,
are they going to put them all over the city?
When he learned it was actually an April Fool's Day joke, he sighed and said he wasn't too disappointed. Philadelphia's distracted pedestrian lane will be up all week. For NPR News, I'm Emma Jacobs in Philadelphia.
In case you missed it, here's a roundup of some April Fool's Day mischief on the web. Google announced plans for their driverless cars to compete in NASCAR races. The company also unveiled a retro look for its maps with 8-bit graphics and 80s soundtrack that will probably make you nostalgic for the original Nintendo. Sony, for its part, said it's rolling out a laptop that is the size of a quarter. And YouTube announced that you can now order every single YouTube video uploaded ever, now neatly collected in a DVD box set. And you can have the YouTube collection delivered right to your house by 175 trucks. April Fools.